Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What fun last night. So, by the way, we will have more watch parties for round two at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. We just don't know what the schedule is just yet. We will find out, and then we'll share it with everybody and figure out when we're going to be there rooting and hooting and hollering. Josh Appel is the public address announcer for the Miami Marlins at Lone Depot Park, and he's also an NFL play-by-play broadcaster for Sports USA, and we always have him on during Panthers season. He's a Panthers fan for as long as he's been alive. And Josh Appel, even though he was at Lone Depot Park last night, I am certain was watching the Panthers game. So let me ask you this, Josh. I want to start with the next round. Panthers beat the Lightning. Gentlemen sweep. It's going to be either Boston or Toronto. Looks like Boston, but you never know. Probably looked like Boston last season. And yep. Then you didn't know. So who would you rather face? And it might be, this might be two separate questions, because there might be emotionally who you'd rather face, but there might be a team that maybe you match up against better. But who would you like to face in the second round?
Toronto. It's going to be Boston, though. I'd like to face Toronto. They don't have as good a goaltending. They don't have as good defensive depth after their top six with Matthews, Marner, Nylander. Like, those guys aren't proven playoff performers yet. That's the team I want to see. The Panthers handled them last year in the second round. But I think that the Panthers match up great with everybody that they'll potentially see on the road to the Cup. What a cathartic win in that series over Tampa Bay. It really was. You were just playing the song to open the segment. I think the best punctuation on that serenading by the fans last night was the empty net goal right at the end of it. So you go right from the Goldie was perfect on the Panthers broadcast during that sequence. Laid out, let the crowd tell the story, and then called the goal. It was phenomenal. My wife was at the game last night. She had a blast. Seemed like the crowd, it's a hockey town. I'll tell you what, it's a hockey town. It's a hockey town.
Josh, well, I don't know if it'd be cool or exhausting to run through the monsters. So you run through the Lightning, then you run through the Bruins, then you know, if it's Carolina, now you got to beat, like, you go and whoop the ass of everybody good and go on back to the final. Like, I don't know if it'd be too exhausting to do that, but wouldn't that be like the dominance that you want to have in a hockey team?
That's kind of where I'm with. Like, wouldn't it be fun to go up against Boston again?
Of course. And that's where they're heading. But here's the thing. You got to go after all those monsters. No, Crowder. The Panthers are the monsters, okay? The Panthers are the monsters. They don't want
to get used to that. Yeah, that's a changing of the guard.
They don't want to see Kevin Stenlin dangling in the offensive zone. They don't want to see Nico Mikkola banging bodies up against the boards. And they certainly don't want to see Bob making acrobatic saves and keeping the puck out of the net, brick wall Bob.
Are we that much better? Like, I know we like to talk trash down here, but we talked to Moeller, we talked to Plague, we talked to a number of people, we talked to you a number of times. And it's like, we're like, yeah, you know, we're a very talented team. Can we really have the swag of y'all don't want to get on the ice with us?
I think that's where they're at for sure. I don't think that they're like significantly better than everybody or anybody. I think that they are up to par, maybe even better than a lot of these teams. I think like when you get to talking about the Rangers and the Hurricanes and the Panthers and the Bruins, you're really splitting hairs. Like all four teams were excellent this year. And like, there's no, I think I mean, I'm biased obviously, but I think the Panthers are the best out of those four teams, probably Carolina right underneath, and then the Rangers and then Boston. But I mean, that's what we want, right? Like you want, as you guys said, like you want the satisfaction of beating the best teams on your way to facing in the Western or in the Stanley Cup final. Other incredible teams like Colorado is a wagon. Obviously Edmonton, Dallas and Vegas are going at it as well. They're the only series that is guaranteed a sixth game right now in the first round of the playoffs. There are a lot of really good teams and the Panthers stack up well with all of them. And they play with that. So, like last season's playoff run earned, I think like this new level of confidence from this team. And I know that obviously experience helps with that. You go through it, you know what to expect when you go deeper in the playoffs. But like the team is better than last year and they have more depth than they did last year. And they are getting this kind of goaltending out of Bobrovsky. Like, I'm sorry. Like, who's beating this team four times out of seven?
Is the Panthers team perfectly constructed?
I don't know if there is such a thing as a perfectly constructed team, but I think they are probably about as close to that as you'll find.
Where would you tweak it? That's the, like, I go through it in my head. Like, where would you tweak it?
I was talking with somebody last night. Sports USA had the national radio broadcast of the game. And I met up with our crew afterwards. And we were talking and we were like, the Panthers' fifth line, the guys that they scratch, it would be a better fourth line than what they were throwing out last season in the playoffs. They are so deep. And you know, you got Josh Mahura as your seventh defenseman and a couple other guys as well that can slide in and do a good job on your third power play. Like the way that they have, or third defensive pair, the way that they have, especially defensively, you have Forsling, who's all over the ice, and Ekblad's turned into a stay-at-home defenseman. They mesh with each other so well. You got Montour on the second pair, who's all over the ice, super skilled, and Mikula, a big body who's going to beat the hell out of you and score an empty net goal.
I was going to say, and score a goal.
Yeah, and then you've got, imagine the odds on that one, by the way, last night.
that had to be like plus 11,000. Probably not even on player props for Nico Mikula to score a goal.
And then you've got just solid veteran Dmitry Kulikov, and then Oliver Ekman-Larsson, who isn't the same type of player he was earlier in his career, but when you have him playing on a third defensive pair role, it's perfect the way they have it set up, and they've all bought in to Paul Ball. They've perfected Paul Ball, and it's a joy to watch. It really is. And then we haven't even talked about Barkov and Tkachuk and Verhaeghe and the fact that they closed out this series without Sam Bennett. Like, I love this team, man. Like,
we could tell.
And then, but like, I'm also trying to like give you a real analysis here, not like fan analysis. Like last night they juggled up the lines, right? Paul Maurice said afterwards they juggled up the lines because he liked some matchups better when he could have Lundell, Lusterainen, and Reinhardt together. So that became a line. And then you had Barkov, Tkachuk, and Verhaeghe become a line. And then your third line now has Vladimir Tarasenko and Evan Rodriguez on it with Kevin Stenlin, your normal fourth line center, centering the third line. And he's dangling guys out here and setting up one-timers for Evan Rodriguez to ice the game away. It's the perfect team.
I was going to, in that line of thought, I was going to ask, does this team have this kind of success if Paul Maurice is not the coach? Because he was juggling lines last night. And I go, you know, because I remember Andrew Brunette, we were like, well, that seems unfair. Wasn't he the coach when they won the President's Trophy? Like, you know, is this team this successful if it's not Paul Maurice as the coach?
It's hard to say otherwise, honestly. Like Bill Zito, Will Wido, brought him in for this very reason. right? And a lot of people questioned the hire at the time. A lot of people questioned the hire, some folks on this show included, the first half of last season.
I love Bruno, man.
Look, Bruno's a good coach, but hey, look what happened to them the other night. They were up 3-1 with less than 3 minutes left against Vancouver. They gave up two goals late and lost a minute into overtime. And it's a lot of the same tendencies you saw with the Panthers when Brunette, like, I had flashbacks to the President's Trophy sweep by the Lightning game 2 in Sunrise. I remember coming on the day after and giving a 15-20 minute defensive Mackenzie Weegar, but that breakdown that cost them the game with 10 seconds left, it reminded me of that the other night when Nashville blew their game at home to Vancouver, who was playing their third goalie. You know, this team and Paul Maurice, he has them humming. It's such an underrated hiring, and I think people like wrote it off way too soon because it's a retread guy. He had a little bit of success in Winnipeg. Yeah, and look, you just got to trust Will Wheato.
You can still keep trying that Will Wheato thing, huh?
Just not working. It's not hitting at any level.
Look, just like Lou, it's the next one. It's really going to catch on the next time.
I'm with Lou. We chant Lou as if Luongo was still in net. And so anytime, it doesn't matter if it's Stolarz, it doesn't matter if it's Bob, whoever it is, we chant Lou on any good save. I think that's going to pick up steam. Calling Bill Zito Will Wheato because he keeps putting up W's. Mm-hmm.
Agree to disagree.
If we switch coaches with the Lightning, is it Cooper? Because everybody loves him to death too. So if Cooper and Paul switch, is this the same outcome?
I think so. I think while Maurice there's a lot of credit, like the system and the way that these guys play and the guys on the ice. Like at the end of the day, and Maurice says it's a lot. At the end of the day, like you can only do so much as a coach. Like you just match up guys and the guys go out there and play the system. John Cooper's a 2-time Stanley Cup champion. He's been there another couple times. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. A little whiny after the game last night, if I'm being honest. A little bit whiny.
I mean, he could have used the two goals that got taken down. I mean, yeah. What else? Like,
well, you know what? Then his players shouldn't have committed goaltender interference.
Okay. And they would have disagreeing with you. I'm just saying you're saying he's a little whiny as if there was nothing that precipitated that. There was.
It's a matchup of two. It was a matchup of two Hall of Fame coaches, I think. I mean, Paul Maurice has everything you want on a resume for a Hall of Fame coach except a Stanley Cup win. He's top like three in wins and games coached in all those categories that you look for when you
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You know, it's time to get a coach into the Hall of Fame. So you're watching two Hall of Fame coaches match up, and I love the exchange they had. Listen, I love the handshake line after a hockey series is over. You see all the guys dapping up Anthony Duclair, exchanging hellos and pleasantries. I'm sure a lot of them miss each other. And then at the end, it's the two coaches, and you can see how much respect there is between Paul Maurice and John Cooper. And I thought that was really, really cool. To answer your question, Crowder, yes, because I think those are two very good head coaches, and the Panthers roster is just top to bottom better than Tampa's.
Who's the Panthers MVP in the series against Tampa?
Are we including Bob in this?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that, you know, my first instinct was to go Bob, and then I was like, well, you know what? Barkov was so good, did a lot of things. That was what I was getting to. Like, Barkov did a lot of things that maybe don't show up on the stat sheet, but last night was 11 of 14 on faceoffs, scored the two goals, had an assist, was all over the place. He's the captain, and out of nowhere, an unbelievable celebration after the goal he scored. He's not a big celebration guy, and he gave an awesome one. Like, inject that into my veins. And then Matthew Tkachuk's just a tone setter for them. But Carter Verhaeghe, in every big game this team plays, he's scoring massive goals. And remember, last playoffs, I came on here and I said, at whatever we call it now, FTX Arena? Is that what they're calling it? Kaseya Center?
FTX, yeah, you got it.
Yeah, Kaseya Center. At the Kaseya Center, we're replacing the 23 that has Jordan up there with Verhaeghe.
Well, of course, he's the greatest 23 to ever play sports.
Absolutely. So, I don't know. That's a difficult question to answer, because you can make a great case for like four guys on this team. And we're very classy. Gentlemen.
We're gentlemen sweep.
Yeah, and very classy.
Mush people in the faces all game
love
long.
That. Mm-hmm.
Mush I love when they the mush face. People in the face. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. that's what I yelled during. Is that good to yell during hockey games? Mush them in the face.
You yell whatever you want.
Okay, that's all I yelled at Dave and Buster's the other night.
Mush them in the face.
Well,
do you think?
I was going to say, you guys are 0-1. Like, the only game they lost in this series.
All right, settle down.
Was
there.
Your warding?
All right, Buster's. Settle down, Will Wito. Do you think Sergei Bobrovsky does end up winning the Vezina?
Come on. I don't think anybody's going to win the Vezina.
Because uh-huh. You got to earn the Vezina.
Got to get it.
Josh Appel, bring us some Whopper Juniors. Let's get a Marlins dub tonight, all right?
I'll do my best. Just for
all
you.
Right. Josh Appel, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.